you're just joining us, our remote broadcast is presented by Schluter Systems. They make all sorts of waterproofing products and heating, floor heating systems for your project. If you do a tile project, as Morris and I recently did in our respective homes, we put the tile up over Schluter backing, which is a waterproof membrane, and used their decorative trim, which is just beautiful. The Schluter decorative trim, which comes in a host of colors and profiles. You'll want to check that out by going to their website at Schluter. That's Schluter.com. And speaking of which, we're joined at our broadcast location by Andrew Acker, and Andrew is with Schluter. And Andrew, thank you for sharing this hour a little bit about something that's near and dear to our hearts and that can be of significant value to our audience, and that is...
How do you choose a contractor?
A tile contractor.
A tile contractor,
yes,
in
indeed.
This case. Yeah.
Well, what's a mother to do? How do you?
Well, you know, you got to do a little homework, right? You should always get three bids, like always. When I was a tile contractor.
And you were in our area.
You were
a tile contractor. I'm surprised we never crossed paths.
We didn't. I saw your signs on some homes.
Good.
Said this remodel or this home is a Carey Brothers project.
Wow.
I remember going
so
by
we
those.
Were, so we were in the same area.
We were in the same stomping grounds.
We were one of the few contractors in our area, as there are few in every area, who actually put up a sign.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Most contractors don't want anyone to know they're there.
Others were reluctant, yes.
Yeah. Three bids. Okay.
Yeah. Three bids, but you should also ask them some questions.
Okay.
What kind of work are they doing in the home? And then they should ask the questions that are pertinent to that.
Like, for example,
if you're doing tile work and you're doing a shower, you want to redo your bathroom and you're going to have water in there. Well, it's pretty important that you have somebody who knows what they're doing. What kind of training do they have? What kind of background do they have?
Are they coming to shows like this and
exactly.
learning about the latest and greatest in building products and technology and attending the seminars? Now, you guys,
yes, you've seen
there,
all
are,
the
there
seminars
are classroom
here.
Seminars here
yes,
where you can
are.
Sit in a classroom mm-hmm. and you can learn about marketing or advertising or business management mm-hmm. or estimating. But there are also workshops on the exhibit floor like yours.
That's what we're doing.
That
here.
Are hands-on training about how to install the product mm-hmm. successfully.
That's right. We're telling all the background about why you would use the product, the benefits, the features of it, and exactly how to put it in properly.
And there were six people deep completely surrounding that exhibit, and one of them was me.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you that everybody seemed so fascinated by what was going on.
They were really paying attention.
Yes, they were.
We do have some really neat systems. For remodelers, the efficiencies of it, how clean it is for them to do the work, the finished product is such a good finished product for the homeowner.
I tell you what's going to scare a lot of people. I tell you what scares a lot of people at first who've been in the industry.
The new Halloween movie coming up.
No, not Halloween. I'm being serious.
Freddy Krueger is back, by the way.
Oh,
40 years later, he comes back.
Easy. Calm down.
Okay.
One of the things that I think will scare people a lot about your product is that it's so easy. I think that we're all so used to working so hard to achieve a given end.
Yeah, that's the problem. I can't even break a sweat with your product.
Isn't that something?
It really is.
I don't even
have to wear a dust mask with your product.
We have all kinds of installers call us and go, okay, I did this and I did that. Is that it?
Yeah.
Am I done?
Yeah.
What else do I have to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
by the way,
no.
We sent one of our guys to your school. I mean, we were unusual to the extent that we did tile in-house and... we sent our tech to the training school, went through the Schluter training mm-hmm. school, and for many years we successfully installed tile in-house.
We do offer over 300 trainings a year across the U.S. and Canada for installers, people in the professions, whether they're remodels, builders, they could be architects that are specifying the product, people that sell our product, retail, wholesale. We train them all so that they know exactly what our products are about and how to put them in properly. These are free.
There's no reason
why somebody shouldn't come to our workshop. So when a homeowner's asking, Do you use the Schluter system? Have you been to one of their workshops? Because we give them all the training they need and all the support afterwards to do it.
Here's what I hear from other tile contractors. They say, oh, well, you know, I don't use Schluter because it adds to the cost. It adds to the cost.
They are so dopey and so dumb.
It adds to the cost. It adds to the material cost. But typically what it does is it saves on the labor cost because it's so easy to install. But they don't like the fact that it adds to the material cost. And I know that's not a tile contractor that I want to work with.
Yeah, they have to get over that. That is a bit of a, you know, something to get over there. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate the fact that you folks ponied up and have presented our remote here from the Remodeling Show and Deck Expo.
It's been our pleasure.
And we want to invite you listening to visit Andy's website. It is Schluter, Schluter.com. And they've got some great tips on how to hire a contractor and, of course, information on all of their products. And we also would like to invite you to visit our website at onthehouse.com for a recap of our broadcast at the Remodeling Show and Deck Expo and to capture all 3 hours of our podcast and our pro podcast at CarrieBrosPros.com. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Andy.
All right, more on the house from the Remodeling Show Deck Expo after this.